Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this nice, beautiful, breezy, warm Friday morning.
Warm.
Yeah. It's a little muggy out there.
Boy, it sure is.
Feels like 91 in Galveston.
Really?
It's not even daylight yet. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little warm, but hey, it's Texas. It's our weather. We do this every year.
At least 6 more weeks, maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah. Well,
it's just the way it is.
I've seen it run into October like this. So, anyway, Stroh's are on tonight. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
At least it'll be cool when you watch a game at 9 o'clock tonight while I'm trying to hold my eyes open. Those West Coast games.
Yeah, they run awful late.
I hate the West Coast swing. Oh, well. Let's beat the Angels. All right, well, let's – oh, and coming up the next segment, we're supposed to have Bill Dance on, so we're going to be talking about a few things with him, and it'll be interesting talking to Bill Dance. He won the Sportsman Channel's Fan Favorite Saltwater Series Award this year, so hats off to him for a great job. He's got a lot of fans. They claim he has over 10 million viewers
wow.
a year on his TV shows.
That's so great.
Yeah.
It's like us on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Typical Saturday over here at Sports Radio 610. No, but anybody that's been fishing all, I mean, he's a household name, and he's just a good old boy from Tennessee. All right. Let's go up to, speaking of good old boys, we're going to go up to Conroe, Texas, just a good old boy from Montgomery County. Tex, what's going on, man?
Hi, Captain Mickey. And you got that right, just from Montgomery
County. Just a
County.
Good old boy from Montgomery County. What's going on up there?
I tell you what, Mickey, it's been great. That's all I'm saying. I'm not a sour grape guy, you know. I got my boat back Monday, and I've been fishing every day, and it's been great. That's all we can say. And, you know, some of these mornings, Mickey, there is cloudy, and with that African dust over here, when I start my truck up in the morning, my truck sits outside, and I have to use the wipers and the washers there to get that stuff off the windshield, even.
Oh, yeah.
I never seen the light. And, you know, Mickey, fishing out on the lake out there, you can look off down that lake, and it's hazy and almost like it's raining. And it's
well, it looks like a storm's brewing, you know, in the distance.
Yes, sir, it does. And it looks like rain way down the lake there, and it's that dust that's in the air is what it is. And we're coping with that, but I'm getting out most 7:30 in the morning, and we're fishing close to noon, and we get off that lake. And but I tell you what, as long as that cloud and that haze out there, and we got some wind. I got a top, that metal top of mine on that pontoon boat runs about 3/4 of the way on the boat. And if you can get a little bit of shade and that breeze out there, it's like AC. I don't have a problem with it.
Not at all.
We're doing okay, but the boat's running good, and everybody's heard about it and everything, about what I went through there and everything with it, and I think we got it going on the right track now. And even Skeeter, Skeeter's an old-time friend of mine, Vicky, and he even called me, and we talked a while about it and everything, and he said if I need him, he'd come over to the lake there. He don't live very far from us up there at, Equal Plaza Marina there on Lake Conroe. And he said he'd come over and take a look at it even. So that's the kind of friend that you want to have, you know.
They don't come much better than old Skeeter Lothringer, I can tell
no,
you that.
No, sir, I tell
they
you what.
Really don't.
He's been a long-time friend, and he offered. He said, text, call me. He said, I'll come over and take a look at it myself. So you can't beat that, Mickey.
No, sir.
I love it. So, anyhow, been great. But, Mickey, I've been taking, I don't know if you looked at Facebook, any,
I've been smiling at all the pictures of little kids with smiles on their face, man. They're having a blast catching them big old brim, man.
You bet. That's my thing, Mickey. And I tell you, we started out, I think I've been out 3 days this week, and all it's been families with kids, mm-hmm. getting them ready. You know, man, late August, man, all the bands of football and everything with these schools, so the parents are trying to get them out one fishing trip before they start doing all that. And
well, they're
going to
be
good.
Starting school here in about 3 weeks, yeah. man. It's crazy.
Yes, sir. And it's something, but then, you know, my oldest daughter, she is a school teacher for a Bryan school district.
Yeah.
And she's already trying to move in the classroom already.
Yeah, teachers are already getting everything ready.
Yes, sir. So it's something, but it's that time of year, and I'm busy, and I say that while I'm off today. I had a trip. Good story there, Mickey, I'll tell you. I had a gentleman fish with me off and on quite a bit. And he booked today, and he just booked it. And we was geared up to go, and he called me yesterday afternoon pretty late, and he said, I got to go into the hospital and have a procedure. And I said, well, no problem. I said, just go ahead. We'll do something else. And he said, I'll make it up to you. He said, next week, if you got a couple of openings, he said, I'll book two of them. And he did, and so things, you know, there's good things in the world. He said, I'll book you. I said, well, you don't have to do that. He said, oh, but I want to. So he's going to do 2 days next week, which he just had today in his short notice, you know. So things are good, Mickey. That's all I can tell you, buddy. And the kids, with those brim, I'll tell you something. I had a... like four catfish on with the little girls there, and I had maybe 20, 24 or something like that, 26 brim, and we just culled, kept the big brim, you know, mostly. And yesterday we had 11 catfish and had 35 brim.
Goodness, 35 brim.
And we culled through some of them. I mean, you can tell some of them will brim pretty good size, you know. And what the deal is, I think I'm zeroing in on them, too. You know, I've been away from them for a week with that boat down, and I'm kind of getting zeroed in. But we're using the bobber, fishing about 2.5 foot deep, Mickey, and I'm just like we're bass fishing the shoreline or something. There. We'll go down through there and let them cast there. Two or three people, you can do that. You know, I can't do it with a big group. And we're catching those fish and having a blast, I want you to know. And, man, I got a good one coming up, Mickey. I got Guitar Dave and his group going Saturday.
Do you?
And there's probably enough of them. I may not be able to cast bobbers to the shoreline. We'll discuss that. And sometimes you can let two or three casts to the shoreline, and if they're catching fish and bring them in, we'll then let the others step up to the rail on my boat, and they can cast in. We may do something like that, have a kind of a relay deal. But we'll do something of it. And the deep bite, Mickey, Billy and Carl and myself, I don't know how Rich has done, but the catfish bite is off out deep. We're not.
That's what Richard's been saying. You know, a lot of little catfish right now.
Little catfish, but not many keepers. And we stopped at one place I got in yesterday. I've been keeping it baited up this week after I got the boat running. And we're catching like 3 or 4 throwbacks and maybe a keeper, you know, Mickey. It's running that way. And out deep, and the brim haven't really got out on the deep brush piles yet. They're fixing to. And I think it's the water is stratifying. Carl and I talked about it yesterday evening, and the out deep, I think the water's doing us a number out there or something or other. And it's got the catfish messed up, and I don't know if it's messed the hybrids up for Richard or not, but we are going through a pattern change or something other, Mickey, and like I said, I'm surprised. So I'll put this in there. Out of 35 brim yesterday, 5 of them had eggs yet. I mean, big brim stuffed with eggs yet. And those 11 catfish, 2 of those had eggs. You know, and of course, I'm fishing shallow is the reason I'm getting those with there. But I think we got a second wave, or we did something that some of the fish are back in spawning already. And it seems like it's a new a new deal or a new pattern of them, Mickey. But there's still spotting going on, and I'm capitalizing on that, you know. So really, really amazing. So I don't know what could be the deal or anything, but I'm enjoying it, and my customers are too, you know, when you do that. So anyhow, one of them things.
Now, and you got good shade on your boat, too, when it gets hot. How late are you fishing? What time are you cutting off
at? Probably 12 o'clock, 12:30. We're getting off the lake, Mickey. Yes, about noon. And getting them off. And like I said, most of mine have been children. And by that time, they're getting hot, man. They've been sitting around this summer playing them games in the AC, I think's what it is. We get them out in that weather, and you can tell it starts to get them. And when I set a trip up, I tell them bring plenty of drink to hydrate yourself and keep yourself going, you know. So it works out pretty good. And I'm just now getting into the grind of things, I guess. But I we'll run through August and September. They all get in school. We'll then slow down, and you and I'll be worrying about hunting season by then, anyhow. So
yeah. Speaking of hunting, are you going to go hunting at Crocker's this year?
We might, but I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah.
And with me down, I've lost 16 trips, Mickey. While that boat was down.
Yeah.
And that hurts.
You can't get them back either.
I can't get them back, no, sir. So, anyhow, you know, you've been there and done that, so you know what I'm talking about.
I've done a lot of it this year. I've canceled a lot of them with this weather and the way everything's been.
Yes, sir. And you don't gain them back, but I'll be working hard now trying to make some of that. I won't make it up, but I'll get back ahead a little bit, I call it. So, anyhow, but nothing else happening on my end. I don't have a good crappie report or anything. It may be there, but we didn't try it or anything. We just stayed with those catfish and brim with those children and everything. So, worked out pretty good for us. And we got it coming up. Now, I know Guitar Dave Saturday, I'll have fun with him out there. I always do.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be entertaining.
It'll be entertaining. You'll be hearing about it. Put it that way.
I'm sure I will. Sunday, he'll call and tell me all about it on Open Line Sunday. Everything went.
But over the years, they've always about once a year they go with me like that. And he's got a vet that's that doesn't do real good, but he enjoys being out there with us. And his name is J.R. from Montgomery, I think we have been before. So, but we'll have a good time. And I know we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah, you will. There'll be plenty to talk about.
You bet.
How's Billy Billy Mills doing?
Billy is doing good. Our trip slowed down. Billy stayed pretty busy while that boat was down.
I bet he did.
He did. Just like Richard, he had some trips that were pretty good, but then he got down to 11 or 12 catfish. And he said, I don't know what they're doing, but the bite ain't there, you know. And we don't fish the same places, but we can if we want to, you know. And he said, all my places, he said, they just seem like the bite's not there, you know. And it's that way everywhere, Carl. And then I heard Richard, you know, talk about his. And we go through a phase, maybe Mickey, and then he'll get back right, you know. But my shallow water, I bailed out into that with those bobbers and worms for those children. And that seems to be the best thing. And, you know, the families with children, they just want the children to have a jerk on the end of the line. And it'll pay off for them then, you know, have a lot of fun. So that's all we've done, buddy.
All right, Tex. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you, come on up. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, Captain Mickey. Best thing is a cell phone, 713-252-4290. And they'd look at LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. They'll find text with all them smiling faces with the brim hanging on there.
Yeah, them kids are having a time right now. You got that
you
right.
Bet.
All right, Tex. Hey, thank you. All right, buddy. Have a good day.
We'll get on into August, son. We'll get into some of that hunting. I retrieved those cameras from the deer lease, and I tell you, been over there since Christmas. And got some interesting tales on there. I mean, it's everything, bobcats, coyotes, and we got one, we think he's a mountain lion. Got a long tail.
Long tail cat. Yeah, he's definitely.
Got it. So we'll be talking about that later on.
Definitely from the Panther family. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day, Tex.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, see you now.
Where does the boat go when it's sick? To the dock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Row the boat as fast as you can. Got a new fishing pole for my brother. Best trade I ever made.
You're gonna find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good, sir.
Hot.
You had never backed a boat in over bicycles or anything, have you?
Not bicycles, but other things, yeah. I hate when you back up and you hear that noise. You go, I wonder what that was.
Yeah.
You got your early morning sickles, living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
Now, time for more of The Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. A little warm, a little breezy down here on the coast this morning, but we will survive. It is Texas. It's what we do. All right, now, let's go talk to a man that, this guy's a household name, and I'm not that young, but I've been watching him a long time on TV and learned a lot, especially about freshwater fishing, but he has a great saltwater fishing show now. We're going to go talk to Mr. Bill Dance. Mr. Dance, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. It is good morning, isn't it?
It is. It's good to be here, bud.
It's good to be with you, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, sir. And how are you?
Oh, we're just happy as a rabbit in a lettuce patch up here in Tennessee. We get rid of some of these thunderstorms. We're having rain every day. It's like the Amazon.
Well, you could send me some. We could use a little over this way. We're just real hot and dry right now.
Well, we've been getting our share of it. We have had rain. We've had plenty of it.
Well, has it affected your fishing any, or you've been able to get out and do a little fishing?
Not a lot. It's some of these farmers, we've got great crops right now. They're real pleased with the amount of rainfall we've been getting. Our water table's up, and it hadn't really affected our fishing. We might have to stop for a little bit with the lightning, but it's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's created current in our TVA lakes and Kentucky Lake, Pickwick Lake, Gunnersville, Wheeler, Wilson.
Yeah.
All the way around to Chickamauga, all the way around our TVA lakes have been real good. Bass fishing has been excellent. Mississippi River, our catfish on the Mississippi, which are big trophy catfish, we're always at the mercy of the Mississippi, but it's been real high, but it's dropping down now. And so, crappie fishing, bluegill fishing. I went shellcracker fishing the other day, red-eared fishing. Yeah, we caught some monsters. So we're blessed here where I live. We've got a multitude of species to fish for. When one thing slows down, we just grab a different pole and go for something else. So,
you know, my Uncle Jimmy back in the day, him and a couple of his buddies, they'd always come over your way or go to Florida and fish for them big shell crackers. They love catching them.
Man, I tell you what, we got into them last Saturday, and I mean, they were dandies. I had a buddy that said he wanted to go fish for him, and I hadn't fished for him in a while, and we got a couple of buckets of crickets and got over in a big old cypress swamp, clear water, and had a lot of lily pads in it, and got to fooling around. We found them in about 4.5 feet of water and used some 10-foot crappie poles, and I mean, we just had a ball. It's, you know, it's something different. kind of takes me back to just watching a cork go down.
A bobber
or whatever you want to call them. But
brings back the youngster in us from back in the day.
Absolutely.
Everybody grew up fishing like that, you know.
Absolutely. We had a great time.
And I'd like to congratulate you on your Sportsman's Channel fan favorite on your Saltwater Series award you got this year.
Well, thank you
very, very much. Bill. Good job, man.
Well, especially to win it. We've been fortunate and we've won it twice, and especially winning it in saltwater when I can't even spell saltwater. So it's fortunate.
Well,
you
do pretty good out there. I've been watching your saltwater shows, and I said, man, you know, fishing's fishing, man. You just got the knack for it, and you can do it either way, fresh or saltwater. It's all good.
Well, I've been fortunate. You know, there's so much of our inshore. When we started this, we figured we'd try to do it similar to the way we do our freshwater series.
Right.
And we don't do too much offshore. We do some, but most of it's inshore, and more people can relate to that and afford to do that.
Right.
And we've kind of centered it that way. And we try to go with knowledgeable guides and people that know a whole lot. I try to center it around fishermen that know a whole lot more about it than I do. And the people we pick to fish with are real good guys that know, as I said, know a whole lot more about it than I do.
Right.
And I try to pick their brain and get them to help educate me about it, in the meantime, educate our viewers. So that's the way we've kind of formatted it. You know, the type of tackle, the type of species we fish for, when is the best time to fish for them, why do they come into these areas at a certain time, and whether it's snook, whether it be redfish, whether it be tarpon, permit, whatever the particular species, speckled trout or whatever. And It's been very, very successful, and so we've done well with it then. But we're going into our ninth year with our saltwater series, so it's been real good. And I really like it. I beg your pardon?
Has it been that long already, 9 years? Man, it
doesn't
even seem that long.
I
guess because you've been doing freshwater so long, it seems like the 9 years has been a hop, skip, and a jump.
we've been doing Bill Dent's freshwater for, we're right at our 50th year on TV with freshwater, and
golly,
that's what I can't believe. But we started local in the Memphis market with an ABC affiliate here, and then we took that show, their sister station, saw it down in Jackson, Mississippi, and said, would you do one for us? And I said, well, yeah. And I was back in my 20s, I think, when I and working for a tackle company. And I said, well, sure. And then their sister station, WBRZ in Baton Rouge, another ABC affiliate there, said, how about Channel 2? Said, how about doing one for us? And I said, well, okay. And it was a capital, Baton Rouge, and I could draw from the Wildlife Commission. And I could get good guests right there at the capital. And of course, Jackson, Mississippi, was the capital. And I could get guests. And I said, okay. And then we had a J.C. Penney, believe it or not, was in the sporting goods business, and their manager in the sporting goods department got a call from him from Paducah, Kentucky, and said, would you do an outdoor show for us? And surprisingly, I had four markets, still doing the Memphis market, and I was doing four markets, 52 weeks a year, 208 shows a year.
Goodness, you were busy as a cat in a litter box, man.
Oh, absolutely. And I was, although the film, we were shooting film back then, not video. Although the film, I'd use the film from Kentucky Lake all up around northern Tennessee, Real Foot, and then I'd do stuff down on the Gulf Coast. I'd mix the film all up and down the river, and all up and down from Ross Barnett and Memphis. I'd go into those markets, Paducah, Baton Rouge, and Jackson, I tape those shows, but I do Memphis Live every week. I did that for a while, and I said, good gracious. I did it, I don't know, for 3 or 4 years, and finally ESPN came along, and we moved ESPN and syndicated, and I gave up the local markets, and ESPN, back in those days, this was way, way back, it was a good network, but the demographics at that time just weren't there. We hit Montreal, New York, Minneapolis, Helena, Seattle, Los Angeles, I mean, all the way down, Phoenix, all the way across Santa Fe, Dallas, Houston, all the way to Miami, up the Eastern Seaboard, and then Mid-America. But we hit every major city. But yeah. The demographics at that time just weren't there.
Right.
And we rocked along with ESPN for several years, and then a little old network over at Nashville, Tennessee came along, TNN.
Right, I remember
and
TNN.
TNN was just perfect for us because, the demographics were perfect. They
well, it, it, yeah, that's right. It reached your market, you know.
Yeah, they had country western, and so we picked up some major sponsors back then. At that time, we picked up, we picked up Walmart, we picked up Chevrolet, we picked up the demographics and the sponsorship with Berkeley. We rocked along with them for about 15 years, and then they sold, Opryland sold, and TNN sold to Viacom in New York, and they changed their format. And then we went with a little outfit in New York called the Outdoor Life Network. And then they changed out, and then NBC Sports bought them, and we moved with NBC Sports for several years, and that format kind of changed. And we were running with NBC Sports, the Discovery Channel, the Outdoor Channel, and the Sportsman Channel.
Right.
And we rocked along with those four networks for several years, and then finally we realized where the viewership seemed to be, and our best demographics were with the Sportsman Channel and the Outdoor Channel. That's where our loyal brand buying market was.
Right.
And that's where we are today. So,
yeah, speaking of sponsors, a product that you endorse, and I'm a real big fan of it, too. I use it in all my tackle needs, is that Lure Lock
tackle isn't that
system.
A great product?
Is that slick or what?
That is slicker than boiled okra. I'm going to tell you. I saw that product. And when I first saw it, you know, I thought, and you could put bait lures in there, and they stay put.
Yeah.
And this gel product, when I first saw it, I thought, well, how in the world does that work? So they approached me, and then I got to looking at it, and I thought, well, and then I kept looking at their product, and then they made just the tackle box without the gel. And then what it really impressed me about the Lure Lock tackle boxes was the construction of the box, the hinges, the lock, and you could put the dividers in there which just break off, and you can just with your hand, you don't have to take a knife and cut them and all that. You just flip them in there, and you could stand on the box. It helped the dividers help support the box. And I weigh over 200 pounds, and I can just walk and jump up and down on the box. The construction of the box. And now they make the containers where you can slide them in. And
organization, yeah, you can have like a big box. You just slide all your tackle boxes in there, and it keeps it organized, and you just carry it.
Oh, sure. And if you're going to change, you're going to be summertime fishing, you just slide 3 or 4 boxes in for a particular application for a particular lake. We're going to be using deep diving crankbaits. You slide a couple of those trays in. You're going for another type of fishing, you just pull those out and slide a couple of spinnerbait boxes in. I mean, it's a very, very unique, neat product. And I found out that they've got the boxes like I think Academy, for instance, all 240 Academy stores have have got the boxes. And they've got the boxes, they've marketed the box extremely well. They've got them, I think they're displayed, most sporting outlets have got them across the country, and I know Academy's got them all, so...
very unique.
They've done exceptionally. Oh, very, absolutely.
You know, and I do a lot of wade fishing, and when I'm in the water, when I pull my box out of my wading belt to open it up, I don't have to worry. If I drop that box or turn it upside down, I don't have to worry about my favorite lures falling out and going to the bottom, and I'm down there, looking for them.
We've done commercials for them. You just put those baits in there and throw the box up there, and it hits the ground, the baits are still there, you know.
Right.
But the fact is that they've come up with a very, very unique product. We were in Orlando last week at the ICAST show, and they hit a home run.
They did.
I went by their booth several times, and their booth was just absolutely packed with people.
Well, they won some kind of award for some most unique concept or whatever for the ICAST this year.
They certainly did. The fact that, you come with a product, but the uniqueness of the product, but another thing that's so impressive, like I first said, is the quality of that box. It's very, very well made. The hinges, the latches, the overall construction, and the fact that it's very, very serviceable. It's got, in both boxes, the box with the gel and then their regular box. But the box can be used for a tool box. It can be used for it has many different purposes, not just a tackle box.
Yeah, it's got a lot of great applications. I'm impressed with them.
It certainly does. Well, how's fishing down your way?
It's kind of off right now because we're pulling a southwest wind, and that's kind of an ill wind for this area. We got high pressure sitting over the top of us, and it creates that westerly flow. It makes our water off color and our tides off and all that, but it'll change. We go through this every summer. We'll get a spell of this, and then that wind will switch, get a little southeast in it, and those fish go to snapping. There'll be trout biting all over the place here in Galveston. And Bill, do you have time for me to take a quick break and come back to you?
Are you
a busy man? Well, hang with me. I'll be right back with you, sir. Just stick with
me. Okay,
I'll be right back. All right. And we'll come back to Bill in just a moment. But first, I need to tell everyone about Revac Keene. They're your full service and repair shop for rotating. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:41 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head back to Bill Dance and talk some more. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
I'm hanging in here.
Sorry about that long break. That's the last one of the show.
You got to have that.
Hey, you do. You know all about that. You got to have sponsors.
Absolutely.
Well, and we were discussing the lure lock boxes and the great advantages to using those boxes and all the great applications they have. I'm sold on them 100%. That's all I use now. My boat's full of them.
I tell you what, you check them out, and your imagination will just run wild with the what you can do with them. In three different sizes, and then you've got the gel models, and then you've got the other models that you can do different things with. But your imagination will run wild with what you can do with them. There's no question about them. They are a very unique box, and they've got, as you said a minute ago, they've got a lot of different applications. There's no question about it. You had mentioned when y'all hold tournaments down there, there's some mighty big tournaments, aren't they?
Man, there is.
I know you.
Bill,
I know
there's
you just did
so
a
many tournaments. Yeah, it. Man, every port up and down the Texas coast, there's two or three tournaments every weekend. There are some big ones, though. This CCA Star Tournament, that's our biggest one, and that's a summer-long tournament that the Coastal Conservation Association has had for 29 years now, and they've been giving away just tons of product. They have tagged redfish. They release like 60 of them up and down the coast, and if you catch one of those, the first five that are caught – get a brand new Texas Ford dealer's Ford F-150 with a Haney Good boat night. Package. I mean, a real nice prize for catching a tagged redfish, and they've been doing that for 29 years now. It's a great deal.
Creates a lot of interest in fishing, doesn't it?
It does. It brings people in that normally wouldn't get in. I mean, they're going anyway. They might as well sign up. And the kids have a big opportunity with it also, with the scholarship program that they've developed over the years. And gets a lot of these youngsters, off the couch and out of trouble, and gets them on the water and gets them fishing where they need to be, you know?
Well, it even puts a lot of people to fishing that have never fished before. The mm-hmm. opportunity to go to your sponsors and buy a rod and reel, and go out and fish with the opportunity to say, "Hey, I've got a good chance to throw a bait out there and catch one of these fish and win a prize."
That's exactly right. You might as well be signed up if you're going. You never know when that fish will come. You know, I've had a couple of customers in my boat over the years that have caught one of those tagged redfish, and they weren't signed up. Everybody in the boat was in the tournament, but that one person will catch that tagged redfish. It's just, it's mind-blowing.
Sure it is.
It'll blow your
and
mind.
And then, of course, all your freshwater events, too, that go along from mm-hmm. Lake Livingston on north on up toward Toledo Bend, Rayburn, all those big events that go on.
Right, and Rayburn gets a lot of tournaments. It gets a lot of tournament pressure. But
I look up our way over on the Tennessee River, around Pickwick Lake and Kentucky Lake, and mm-hmm. this new collegiate event that goes on that is really picking up a lot of steam. It hadn't been just recently from Northern Alabama. Of course, the Tennessee River flows north, but down around Florence, Alabama, I think we counted with the amount of events that were going on Pickwick, which is a 46-mile-long reservoir from Florence, Alabama to Pickwick. Runs through three states. You've got Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Right.
But in that 46 miles, there were 900. A little over 900 boats, and I think there were five tournaments going on.
Good Lord.
In that 46 mile stretch.
Goodness.
Out of different marinas, there were a little over 900 boats on Pickwick Lake.
Wow.
And you look, is that with the events, and like, why do they fish? Are they fishing really for the money? Some guys say, well, you know, I don't have the experience to win this event. There's a lot of fishermen out there a lot better than I am. I know a little bit of luck goes involved, you know, it's involved in this, but
yeah.
why do I even compete? I think it's the competitiveness in us.
It is.
We as a human race, we're just a competitive breed.
We are.
Now, I'm sitting there listening to your commercial just a minute ago. Texas Tech and Ole Miss are going to play football Labor Day.
Right.
Well, it's going to be there's going to be people sitting there. Tailgate. There's going to be people watching it on TV. They're going to be listening to it on radio. And I'm going to bet you a six-pack of Cokes or Pepsi that he misses this field goal. He's going to make this field goal. I'm going to give you 3 points. I'm okay. You know, there will be people on the golf course. They're going to be betting on a round of golf. There's people going to be they're trying to make the million-dollar club. And insurance, and you're trying to make the top salesman of the month, and whether they sell cars. We drive to work. We made 6 traffic lights yesterday. Today we're going to try to make 8. We just play mental games with ourselves. We're just competitive.
Competitiveness brings the best out in everybody.
Absolutely. And these tournaments, whether we compete against 100 people or whether we compete against ourselves, we just play mental games.
That's
and
it.
Whether we hunt, whether we fish, whether it's a one-on-one thing, we're competing against another living creature. Like Vince Lombardi said, winning is achieved through determination.
Exactly.
And I don't care how hard you compete to win, you're not always going to win when you compete against Mother Nature. But it's that competitive drive that makes us think, you know, we're going out today. We're going to catch that redfish. We're going to win that Ford truck. You
right.
know, but it's a drive. It's just that competitiveness that makes us, it pushes us. And I guess that's just what keeps us going, you know. We're just, you know, you get up every morning, I'm going to have a great radio show. I'm going to have a good delivery tomorrow. I'm going to do great. And I do that with our outdoor show. I hope I have a great show this week. I'm going to have a good show this week. And it's just that it's human nature. That's just the way we are.
Well, and it makes you better at what you do, and you keep a good positive outlook, and you got that competitive fever in you, and you go do your thing, and you're good at it. And it's like, you know, watching some of your shows, I got to tell you, man, those bloops and blunders, my two favorite ones, that time you troll motored up in there and got in that yellow jacket nest and jumped out of the boat. My wife still laughs every time she sees that. And then when the trolling motor comes off the bow of the boat and you're trying to hold that thing in the water, and we've all been there because you can't take your hand off the stick. You know, it's like being on a motorcycle and you're out of position and you can't let off the throttle and you just stay on
yeah.
it. That was so funny. I get a kick out of that still to this day.
And that's that was a 24-volt motor. If it had been a 36-volt, it'd probably cut the whole front of the bow of the boat off.
Yeah, or taking you out of the boat with it.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny.
I know. Those are just mishaps that happen. You know, it's just, it's, yeah. I don't know.
Well,
we've got a lot of mileage out of those bloopers.
Yeah, as many hours as you've done in filming on the water, I'm sure y'all have captured a lot of funny stuff like that.
Oh, it is. It does. It happens.
How about your cameraman? Is it like a personal friend of yours that y'all are good buddies and he's real good at what he does, or how does that work?
Well, I have two of them, and our producer told him one time, should just when you're videoing, when you're taping, just if something happens, just don't turn the cameras off. Just keep them going.
Keep rolling.
And if one camera doesn't get it, the other one usually does. And so that was funny how that thing started way, way back yonder. But they compiled a bunch of stuff and had a lot of that wild stuff in the archives. And we just pulled some of it one time to make up a half show. I didn't even realize that they had done that. And we came up short with a show, and our producer said bloopers were coming around, you know, coming on TV way, way back. And so he just stuck a few of them together to fill a show. And Ed McMahon and Dick Clark were doing Super Bloopers and Practical Jokes. And they saw that, and we got a call from Dick Clark Productions, and they wanted a couple of them. And that's really what kick-started our blooper series.
Yeah.
And then they started digging more out of the archives, and we finally put together a blooper show, and then we put a blooper tape together, and the rest is history. But and even those 20-year-old bloopers, they still run them.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
They're still hilarious. And I laugh at them every time. I've seen them a million times.
Yeah, wild things that happen.
Out of all of your accomplishments in fishing, you know, you've got so many hours on the water, and you've done it all. All right, as far as freshwater, I'd be safe to say bass is your favorite target species. On saltwater, what is what's your favorite fish to fish for on saltwater?
Ooh, I love permit because they're hard to target.
Right.
And I love big snook.
Yeah.
They're hard to target. I just recently did a show that was probably one of the most enjoyable shows. We were on the Indian River and went up in the creeks off of the Indian River, small rivers off of the river, and caught on light tackle 15 to 20 pound baby tarpon.
Oh, boy.
On light tackle.
I bet that was a hoot.
And using free lining, 6-inch bullet. And it was just, it was a way to catch them.
Yeah.
And we'd get 3 to 7 jumps out of every one of them.
Oh,
and
man.
It was just on light tackle. That was probably one of the most enjoyable trips I made last year. Now, the year before, I caught some small ones, you know, 5 to 10 pounders. But these were a lot bigger. These were 15 to 20.
Awesome.
Well, we had probably some up to 30
Bill,
pounds. But,
I hate to cut it off. I could talk to you all day long, but I got another show coming in behind me. I've had a blast, too. And, Bill, we are really appreciate what you've done for the fishing community over the years. And
thank you, buddy.
I'll back you for more success and more time. So you have a great one. It was nice talking to you, and hope we'll meet up down the road, my friend.
All right. Same here. You take care, and have a great weekend, and I hope to see you one of these
days. You bet, Bill. Thank you very much. Take care,
my
friend.
Thank you, man.
All right, see you.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye now.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. But that was him, the legend, Bill Dance. And we will be back in the morning right here bright and early at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.